I'm Jesse Robertson from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and this is Alaska Voices, a place for communities to connect through conversation in order to build a better tomorrow for Alaskans and the world.
Originally, I grew up in Gakona, Alaska.
Tyonek.
Egypt.
Idaho.
Grand Pard.
St. Lawrence Island.
St. Paul.
And I'm here with my student.
My science buddy.
My teacher.
My homie.
I'm his daughter.
Hello, my name is Alexander Holodov, and I will talk with my collaborator, Teresa Hansen.
And I'm Teresa Hansen, and I am here with Alex as a collaborator on this NSF grant.
For me, everything began when you and Charlene appeared at the door of our office and told us we are from Tilida Village and we want to do some permafrost studies.
Charlene used to be my coworker. She has since retired. She and I sit and think of things, try to come up with ideas of ways to help the tribe that we work for. I work for Tilida Village Council up on the Upper Kuskokwim River. We approached the permafrost lab to ask them if they would like to work with us because we were having some permafrost issues. I told them, I said, we have a sand dune that's erupting in the middle of our airstrip, and there was a tribal member who got stuck in a sinkhole. And so that immediately got their attention. What happened is the school shut down in 1998 in Tilida, and then with the sand dune erupting on the airstrip, made access a bigger problem. And then 5 years ago, the river cut off, and you couldn't get there by boat either. And so basically, there wasn't many people that could live there anymore because you couldn't move in and out very easily. And the last people who were living there full-time were elders, very old elders.
Yeah, actually, it was very interesting for me and kind of challenging for me because it was my first experience to work on such a strong, socially oriented project. What was interesting for you in this project, and what did you learn?
I've worked for the tribe for 16 years now and have spent a great deal of time because I am not a tribal member, nor am I Native Alaskan. And so to build relationships and to build trust has taken years. I got to be a liaison, basically, at first. So we first had to figure out how to work together. The tribal members had no issues. They just were trying to find out, well, what do we do? And then we'll figure out how to do it. So we first set up that station in Nikolai by the school teacher's building or housing. And then we went to Tilida and we put up 11 stations the first year. Yeah. I have a degree in geology. And so it was really interesting for me to see how they were deciding where to put the stations. And so we marched up hills and through 10 inches of moss and bear country, and we had to break down beaver dams to get into a lake. And to put these stations in, they dug holes in the ground down to about a yard or a meter, and then they put temperature sensors in at different levels, and then we would get a computer readout by plugging the computer into the station to see what the temperature levels were in there. And that was really interesting to me, because I understand how this whole thing works, but to actually see it for real life, the data and what happens.
Yeah, actually, from scientific point of view, this project was super interesting for me because the area is really under-investigated. And I know maybe 11 stations, so now it's actually 13 stations around Tilida and 7 more stations at Nikolai, maybe too much for 2 small villages, but this observation network, which I believe our local partners will operate in the future, it might be really good operational base for other research projects. We didn't solve this exact issue with sand dune, but we think at the end of this project, we will have a kind of map of risky areas around these villages, so where you should be really careful doing some tree cuttings, or if it will be some infrastructural projects like new roads or new buildings, we can identify areas more safe to do something or more dangerous. I was surprised with both communities. They are orthodoxal, and I didn't expect such a strong influence of time when Alaska was part of Russian Empire so far from coast. I thought that all Russian influence was limited by coastal zone, but no, it's still there. And I was again surprised and was very glad about they have a such part of Russian culture as a steam bath. And I enjoy the steam bath every day working in field because it's what I really miss here in Alaska.
It's something that happens when you go take a steam bath together with people. It just kind of opens up, it kind of knocks down a whole lot of barriers, and you just become, you know, at ease with one another.
I actually appreciate a lot Teresa's help to us because she definitely worked on some possible like sharp edges in our communication with local people. It's actually thanks to her, because, so we didn't have any problem to communicate and didn't have any issues.
He was ready for anything. I mean, my glasses broke. He had the wire to fix it. The guys were like, oh, well, let's, you know, it's a nice evening. Let's go fishing. They've got certain fishing spots that they like to go to. He breaks out this little travel fishing line. You know, it's like he had it with him the whole time, but you would never have known. It's like, oh, well, he's ready to go fishing. I think that that's another thing that they just appreciate, that he's just ready to get up and go and do.
Thank you.
Alaska Voices builds bridges by creating a space where community members, friends, policymakers, and scientists can share stories and place-based knowledge. This project was developed in partnership with StoryCorps and was funded by the Alaska Climate Adaptation Science Center. Additional funding was provided by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Chancellor through a generous gift from the Bentley Family Trust to the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Alaska Voices would not be possible without the help and efforts of an amazing group of people. Our producer and audio engineer is Kelsey Skonberg of Mossy Stone Media. Our podcast and outreach specialist is Mike DeLue. And our website designer is Carolyn Rosner. If you are interested in more conversations or information, please visit our website at alaskavoices.org.